strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
Winter blues, but we're going to cheer everyone up.
You, like Millie, you're a bit ma-wee-wee, a little bit sick this morning.
Yes.
Oh, bummer. Well, hopefully these beautiful Waiata Reo Māori are going to uplift us all and bring us out of our winter blues.
Yeah, it's so important, I think, in part of keeping the reo alive is having it in music, and especially pop music, you know, just general pop songs that you hear on the radio. You know, it's really integrating it into everyday life. And as we're going to come across here, there's been a couple, you know, some artists automatically record in te reo. That's how they write. That's what they do. This morning I've gone for songs that have been translated into te reo Māori. Sort of an artist that had a song and then thought, you know what, I'm going to hear how it sounds in te reo Māori. And so sometimes it sort of changes the vibe, sometimes it doesn't. Mm. And also, as I'll talk about each song, I've really gotten into the special role of the translators, and the three translators for each of these three tracks have really interesting stories as well.
Mm. It's a really cool way to, I know it's quite a common thing that a lot of the time people will make Māori language songs about learning the language and put it to a familiar melody so that, you know, you only have to worry about learning the kupu or the words. You don't have to worry about the melody's familiar already.
Well, that happened a lot, especially with early Māori waiata after colonization, is their concept of owning a song was the same as their, a melody was the same as their concept of owning land. It didn't make sense. Like, what? How can you own a melody?
Yeah.
You know, it just didn't make sense at all. And, you know, we obviously still, even Western law is still finding heaps of problems with copyright, because how can you, you know, these things are so slippery to own something that's kind of airwaves. But yeah, so some of the old Māori songs were just, you know, melodies that they had heard from sailors or from American radio. Because they were, you know, you can't own something like that.
Okay, you've chosen a few songs, and we've got a Shefu one to start us off. Talk to us about this track.
So Shefu, as people probably know, one of our really great Aotearoa artists. He's Māori himself and Niuean, and the track we've got, Fade Away, is from 2001, but the Māori version came off one of these special Waiata Anthems albums. There's been a couple of them where a lot of artists did that, has their songs translated into te reo. And so 20 years later is when he did this reo version of his song. So he talks about how really special it was for him. And the song already talked about a memory fading away. Mm. And so having it 20 years later fading away. And I just wanted to sort of shout out the translator, Hemi Kelly, who translated the song for him. Because as you would know, you can't just translate. You know, it has to fit with the rhythm of the song and make sense. So Hemi Kelly, his one of the things he does is Everyday Māori. He's got a website.
Mm. Cool. Ka pai. Let's have a listen. Komahara, waipuke ake, kia taua, korerora, mo, na whenua, I moi moi atia, waikahua, ko koe tēnā. Ach, Shea food, so good, eh?
Yeah, I mean, beautiful and smooth, and it just sounds so awesome.
Mm.
Now, the next track is Jemaine Clements singing Shiny from the Moana movie. And there's been, I think, the Moana movie, so many of the actors, so even this American Disney movie, were Maori, and actually Moana 2, when it came out, the Maori version came out at the same time as the English version. It's the first time ever any indigenous language versions come out of a Disney movie. And what's really cool is that when they made the Te Reo Maori version of Moana 1, Jemaine Clements, Temuera Morrison, and Rachel House were already up. You know, they did both versions.
Mm.
So they have the whole film in Te Reo Maori. And again, it's just about normalizing and celebrating it and representation for children. Mm. And the music already in Moana was done by Tokelauan band, Tavaka.
Oh, awesome.
And so Shiny is one of my favorite songs from the musical.
Cool. This is Shiny Piata Maine from Jemaine Clements from Moana.
Ko tamatoa e hana tu ake nei Te rua pāpaka noa Kua puta kua tau nei nei Ka awa haura ne he Te arohiara mea tau aki e Ke pono koe ki a koe ano Te mea hoki ko a ua tau aki e He te tano Kia pirata mai nei Me he hiri wa e kapa kapa nei Kati hei kia piata mai nei Me he tāka ki hira hira e Aue e te tau I ka tamu 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 aru mia ware tia He wira wira Au Anei e kama 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 na ki taku nei matira
Taku tina
Ara mai rā E taku tina Maui tiki āhua e raru nei Tēnei hori hori tipua Au, kua he rawa te tū Me te whiu Nera, nā i riro ai tō pihuka
Jemaine Clements, such a national treasure and so cool to see Waiata Reo Māori fitting into so many different contexts, eh? It just goes to show that there's a place for it everywhere in our pop songs but also in our kids' music.
Yeah, and I forgot to shout out the translator, Tweety Waititi. She's the sister of Taika Waititi. Mm. And she also did Lion King and Frozen. I mean, what a project. Massive project.
Amazing. Yeah, the mahi of the translators is huge here, eh? And you see it with big projects like Waiata Anthems as well.
Yeah, just it's so wonderful because sometimes it will change the meaning and the feeling because different phrases, you know, work. So, it'd be really interesting sort of really get into the video and find out like the whole new meanings that it gets.
Mm.
Our last track is Bikurunga from, it's her 1997 track, Sway, and big song in, you know, New Zealand music history. People love it. And this, we're going to play the Waiata Anthems version today, but the translator for that, Timothy Karatu, he's a, you know, really important academic at Waikato University in the Reo, and he's translated like the 660 Pepeha song.
Mm.
So, you know, like he's, you know, really been involved in trying to work with these pop musicians and in translating the Reo in such a sort of formal, respectful way.
Mm, so fascinating. Such a cool way to bring those two worlds together, eh? And lots of...
Takes
a village.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to listen to Bikurunga's Te Reo Māori version of Sway, which is called Haere Mai Rā. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for joining us for Travelling Tunes today.
Kia ora.
Have an awesome rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next week.
I will.
Ka kite.
Kei ko titi, kei haere atu koe Me mātō ke a ke aho Ko tērā ke runga ko au ke raro Ka tutu ki tā wā anone kokue to kumwana puti ake keito mi ao tu kwaho kokue te tino take ane aha te tai te aha te harato ne ito iwa kia tu o kia koe kaore itika te matai a koe ngā mea whai tikanga kia maringi mai te waha koe ke rā ki te kia tu kia koe pono ana Hio ai, I huri rapa e tōku a E tipu nei te pōkaku take o ana au Wana kore ana Ko hiri ka pō ki tēnā kou Te arora me aha inai ane Kua kawa kia reka Te ahi ahi
with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.